Okay, Kevin, I know you've had a difficult experience, and I would like you to just tell your story in your own words.
Okay, so I'm in Trader Joe's. I'm in the frozen food section, and I see this woman in a motorized cart slowly creeping up towards me. I haven't made my decision yet. I'm still looking, and she creeps a little bit closer. She's not looking at me. She's not saying anything. And then a little bit closer. I'm thinking, there's no way that she's going to hit me with this motorized cart.
And then
she does.
She
gave me a good solid tap with the cart.
And this could not have been an accident. Did she apologize?
There were no words. There was no eye contact. Just simply hit by the cart.
Okay, take a moment.
The nightmares.
You need a tissue.
The nightmares.
Did you get the plate number?
No.
You could be rich.
I know.
Nancy, isn't that an amazing story? What rude behavior. Have you ever encountered anything like that? This was a new one on me.
Well, you know, I've only encountered the people that you accidentally hit with your cart, and then they turn around and look at you like you did it on purpose. Has that ever happened to you?
No, I'm more cautious than that. I don't like to bump into people. I've never heard of somebody deliberately driving their electric cart into a guy's legs.
Well, you know, here's why. Because they wanted that last frozen chocolate croissant that they have at Trader Joe's. They're so delicious. And there's, you know, they often run out of them. So clearly he must have been standing in front of the frozen croissant department.
We were talking about this after that little interview that I did. And Kevin was really in a terrible position there because, you know, he's this young guy. He's a pretty big guy. You know, he's well over 6 feet.
Yeah, he's a big, handsome fella.
So there's nothing he can do. You know what I mean? He's going to be the bad guy if he takes offense at her or speaks harsh words to her or anything like that. I asked him what he did do, and he said, I didn't do anything. I didn't say anything. I got out of her way because it was like this no-win situation.
Well, you know, I was watching some History Channel thing about supermarkets the other day. They were discussing the advent of the shopping cart. One of the things that was one of the original shopping carts was exactly the replica of those cool new short shopping carts that they have now that I love. And I want to know why those things weren't out there 30 years ago. I mean, what took them so long to come up with that? You know what I'm talking about? Short double duty cart?
I love those little mini carts. And I'm surprised that they even exist today because I think the reason they have the big giant shopping carts is because they want you to buy a lot of stuff.
They had to convince people to use it. The first people that used shopping carts in a supermarket had to hire women to walk around because women didn't want to use a shopping cart because they felt like they were pushing baby buggies all the time. Why should I be pushing something here? And fellas didn't want to use them because they didn't think it was manly enough.
Well, I guess they're more manly now that you can use them as assault vehicles. Listeners, what do you think about this? Have you ever seen anything like this? Do you have any wise words for what Kevin might have done in that situation? What would you have done in that situation? Let us know. Go to kplu.org and click on Food for Thought. This ought to be good. Thanks, Nance.
Thank you, Stein. And next time, I'll look both ways before crossing the frozen foods aisle.
A very prudent decision. I'm Dick Stein.